This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. It's Labor Day weekend. And by now, most of our summer annuals, whether they survived the summer wild weather or not, are looking brown and leggy, and not in a good way. My petunias were pathetic. On to fall and new plantings. All the plants I'll mention now can handle a wider array of temps, so if it's still hot, don't worry. And if a light frost starts nipping at their petals, don't worry. Osteospermum is one of my favorites. I bought it aplenty this spring and it's hung in there, but some sprucing up is in order. This flower is also known as the African daisy. Breeders are creating scads of lovely colors in shades of purple, yellow, orange, white, pink, and blue, and varying petal shapes to make them even more enticing. Don't be alarmed if you come out in the evening and the petals have pulled in. They'll reopen in the morning. They can be the showcase to your trailing plants like Calibrachoa, the mini petunia also called Superbells. This wonderful little eye popper also comes in lots of colors and is more heat tolerant. I have some coral Superbells that are still working for me. Bacopa is another great trailer that prefers things a little wetter. Lantana is a plant that lots of people say, "I love this plant, what is it?" Lantana is a native of the tropical Americas and Africa. The flower clusters come in many colors, including several in one cluster. Lantana is easy to grow and truly looks happy anywhere. It can also be grown indoors. And no, I wouldn't forget the mums. The non-hardy variety have filled nurseries, grocery stores, and big box stores. Don't forget flowering kale, too. Check out GardenBite.com for pictures and more information. And find Garden Bite with Terry Knight Facebook page. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.